SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. After a recent spate of high-profile assaults on New York City's subways, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is beefing up security.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that she will deploy 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help the New York Police Department check bags at the subway entrances to better protect those in the subway system.
They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun.
The governor's security plan also includes a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's a two-man race now for the presidency as Donald Trump and President Biden face off against each other for a second time. University of Chicago politics professor William Howell says Donald Trump must broaden his appeal before November.
He has a rock-solid hold on the base of his party, but the base of his party isn't going to deliver him a victory on Election Day in that first Tuesday in November. He's going to have to win over some independents.
Meanwhile, the wealthy campaign donor of California Governor Gavin Newsom said his Panera Bread restaurants will comply with a new minimum wage law. Greg Flynn's company owns and operates 24 Panera Bread restaurants in California. A new law Newsom signed last year says fast food restaurants must pay workers at least $20 per hour. The law includes an exemption for restaurants with bakeries. Newsom has been accused of pushing for the exemption to benefit Flynn. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points, the Nasdaq rose 91. This is SRN News. As expected, former President Trump scored the largest number of delegates in the 16 Super Tuesday states. Exit polls show one of the top concerns driving voters to the polls nationwide was illegal immigration. That was especially true in Texas, which has grappled with the issue for years. When it comes to the border crisis, Dallas pastor Jack Graham says his church seeks to balance legal concerns with Christian compassion.
As Christians, we love people. Our church, we've been there on the border, passing out Bibles, giving people support, been to orphanages myself, and working and housing people who have come to this country. So we'll do that as believers. But at the same time, we cannot tolerate a system that is so broken because, as President Trump has said in the past, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Pastor Graham adds part of his Preston Wood Baptist Church includes a growing Spanish ministry. This is SRN News. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas has proposed a bill that would prevent car rental companies from providing customers with electric vehicles unless requested. Bob Agnew reports.
It's called the Requiring EV Notification and Transparency Act, or the RENT Act of 2024. Cotton told Fox News that rental companies should, quote, not advance Democrats' radical climate agenda and make customers rent EVs if they don't want to. Should customers be given an electric vehicle without opting in, the law would allow them to terminate their rental contract without fees. Bob Agnew reporting.
Ground cinnamon sold in U.S. discount stores is contaminated with high levels of lead and should be discarded. They include cinnamon sold at the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores, among others. The cinnamon contains lead at levels that could be unsafe for people, particularly children, with prolonged exposure. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.